This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Welcome to Manawatu Conversations, recollections of the past and sometimes opinions about the future. Today we have with us...
Yes, Marion Abbas.
Jane Bolton.
And I'm Stuart Birks. Now, Marion, we had a very interesting recording last week about your time in school, but you've also been extremely active in floral art. Yes. So how did that start?
It started probably in about 1980... In the 1980s, I have always been interested in gardening. That's been a big hobby of mine, and I've always loved I've always loved flowers and growing plants and growing plants that flower. And I think I entered the joined the Fielding Floral Art Group because I had friends that did belong.
Yeah. And you were about 40 then, so you had children that were growing up.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, dead right. And so because I was interested in gardening and flowers, I think it led to an interest in being able to be creative, using plant material to do something a little bit more interesting with plant material.
So what did that they were doing, flower arranging, or is floral art a bit different from?
No, it was flower arranging, yes, but it's more than that.
Yeah,
it was being a bit more creative. We're using that plant material.
Okay.
We used to have classes and set a subject that you could do a design to for the day. Like it could be an autumn design or a winter design using branches and things like this. But it led to bigger things for me.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed going to floral art classes that were put on by teachers who belonged to the New Zealand Floral Art Society.
So was this a big thing in New Zealand? Was it very common?
Oh, yes. The New Zealand Floral Art Society is still going very well. And at that time, it was very strong in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And the New Zealand Floral Art Society has put on displays in Palmerston North, and we've had a world show in Wellington.
Part of a global movement?
I wasn't part of global, but I enjoyed the New Zealand interest with it. But I belonged to the, and still do, the Fielding Floral Art Society. And that is like an offshoot, like throughout New Zealand. There are a lot of floral art societies throughout towns and cities in New Zealand. But the New Zealand Floral Art Society helped a lot of people with their floral work because they had teachers who could go around different areas showing those who were interested to join classes and do something different.
So there were are these sort of qualified teachers who've gone through?
Oh, yes, they were qualified teachers, and of course they had to be qualified for exams and things before they could do that.
Yeah.
So you had to have those qualifications to be able to go around doing that. I got interested enough that I did get a few exams. Yes, I did. In fact, I've almost forgotten what they were. But there were stage demonstrations you could do. And I used to go around doing stage demonstrations in different places if we were asked to. Yeah. There might be someone else with you. It might be two of you doing it together, or just one of you doing it. But my real interest was doing floral work for the New Zealand Floral Arts Society diary, which they put out every year. Okay. Now, what you do there, you a group of us would grab a photographer and we'd have a session on a day producing different floral designs. And if you felt they were good enough, once the, you could then send them off to the New Zealand Floral Arts Society for their top committee to choose. They would have people who would select the best ones to go into a diary that would be put out every year. Wow. Now, these are still going, and they were very popular. And in that time, in the 1980s, 1990s, and early 2000s, I used to have photographs that were accepted for the New Zealand Floral Art Diary.
Because the floral art itself wouldn't last for two, it would last just a few days. You need to photograph it the same day you make it.
What you did, you had that day of photography. Then, of course, they had to be produced and by the photographer, and you would look at the photos as a group and think which ones needed going, and you would submit them to...
But the floral art itself is quite ephemeral, is it? It doesn't last long, so...
No. Unfortunately, some people feel that, it's a shame because... flowers don't last, and some plant material doesn't last, and therefore the photography, if you want to keep a record of something that you really like, it pays to photograph it, because it's the only thing you've got at the end of the day. And this is why some people feel other hobbies, probably embroidery and all this sort of thing, you have something more lasting.
Well, you've got an advantage over baking because you can take a photograph of baking, but you're not going to.
But there's nothing like nature to produce beautiful stuff. Yes. You look into some flowers and plant material, and no human being can create it.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. It's very, very special.
So, in judging them, what sort of things are they looking for?
Well, I would think they're looking at the design itself, looking at the quality of the work, the freshness of the work, and when it comes to interpretive work, looking to see if you in your design have actually interpreted what is being asked of you.
So like the theme on autumn?
Yes,
then,
it's usually a theme. A lot of floral artwork goes to a theme. A theme is set, whether it be at local level. On their floral art day, they'll set a theme for the day that you take your design for. Yeah. Or at national level, it could be a theme for top level competition work, and you enter and have to submit that. I did enter, apart from local competition, I did go in for the regional competitions.
Okay.
And I think it was a very good experience.
Yeah.
You're not going to win everyone.
No. Oh, yeah.
And you're not going to...
It's subjective, is it, the judgment?
But the subject's so interesting. It really has to make you think.
Are there quite rigid requirements to meet, or you can be very creative?
Well, it certainly allows for creativity.
Okay.
But you have to stick to what is asked of you.
Yeah, the general theme.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
But you see, floral art, it's like anyone who does embroidery or who does house designing or anything like that. What you learn is the same principles of colour and form and all that sort of thing with it. It's the same principle through. And I feel I've benefited very much from the floral artwork. And doing that it has led to me to being asked by other organisations to do work for them. The Manawatu District Council has had asked me to do things for them.
What sort of?
When they had special occasions, like in a civic centre, or that.
Oh, so do the displays.
So when they had a special occasion, I was asked to do things there.
So how does this overlap with, say, the florists who put together the bunches of flowers? Is that quite different, or
well, a lot of florists do beautiful work. I'm very impressed with the work florists do. Ours branched into something a little bit more different.
Yeah.
It was, if you did interpretive work, that was another thing again.
Okay.
You'd do large designs on stands or some sort of a stand, and you certainly did work that would be similar to some floral artwork, but it depended what was set, the theme that was set at the time for you to do. Colour came into all your floral artwork, your colour, your form, your textures, all this sort of thing.
Yeah, and the mix of branches and leaves and foliage.
And it makes you look a bit further when you go to do floral artwork. It makes you look further into what is around you. And some of the things you think wouldn't be interesting can make a very, very good design if you work it out.
I've seen this here, a friend of mine who is heavy, very much into colour in art, and saying, you know, two colours that might look quite dull on their own, you put them next to each other and they become very vibrant.
Yes. And you learn to use contrasts of material as well and things like that. So, but getting back to the Fielding Floral Art Group, which I actually belong to, when in earlier years, we used to do displays in town, and for public to come, public displays to come and have a look at. And usually it was a theme, you set a theme, and people would come and look. So we did that, and when I and myself and the following presidents, we used to do flowers for of people's homes, posies on special occasions to take to them. So the community, what you could do for your community, came into this very much too.
Yeah. So who tends to be involved? Old, young, women, men?
No, mixture of people.
All sorts.
Men do floral art. Some men have done it. It's probably mostly women.
Yeah.
But my golly, you get men doing doing interest in floral work, especially at the national level. You get men with their floral work, they can do magnificent stuff.
Okay. And ethnicity, is it basically a European interest? Or because you got other, I mean, islanders, what they do with flowers and so on, does that come in?
Well, they do their thing separately. In New Zealand, we have a lot of lovely native plant material. So there are times when you would pick out the native plant material, depending on what theme was set. So so really, floral art, I never thought of it as a society just to use flowers. Flowers are only part of it.
There's all the foliage.
You've got your foliage and everything that's so different to create something exceedingly different. Like you might have a theme to do with the sea or the seabed or beach.
You're
going to think very hard about that, aren't you?
Yes.
And you might have something to do with native plant material, a theme for natural native plant material. You might have a theme for birthdays, Mother's Days, Anzac. All that. You learn to do all those things, like wreaths, making wreaths and tying bows and for when you're doing bouquets, you learn to do bouquets.
What about scents then? Does that come into it? You know, the smell of lavender and so on. Does the art include the smell effect of the display?
Yeah, the perfume. Well, it depends what was asked, of course. Okay. Not necessarily. Yeah. Not necessarily. Yeah. Yeah. But some flowers do have more perfume than others, of course. Yeah.
And mint and the herbs and spices.
Yes.
Because I think we did something with herbs and spices.
Okay.
We do. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Mm. Yes. You forget that actually in your garden, a lot of your plant material is actually herbs.
Mm. Yes.
You don't realise till you go around.
The amount of stuff that's edible that we don't eat. Yeah.
Yes.
That's. I would love to see a film where someone gives a woman a bunch of roses and she thinks, so nice, and eats the flowers.
Yes. But it is something lovely to learn. And I think that I've always been very conscious of things that are natural and what nature gives us. That's been a big part of my life.
Now, in Maori art, they have obviously a big, strong floral influence, the fern frond and things like that. So do you find does their art come in, or do some of those people participate in the sorts of things you're doing, or are they quite separate in their design work?
Not really. I think the floral art, the people who are doing floral art, really, they probably have other interests that can link into floral art. Like people are interested in tapestry. Okay, well, you have a theme.
Yes.
To use tapestry, do a design on tapestry type work in floral art. It's very interesting.
Yes.
You think about it, what you would use in plant material to represent tapestry work, this sort of thing. So the other things can link into it, other interests.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm pleased I have had that interest.
Yeah.
Because also it's quite a relief from everyday work.
Yes, it is.
from what I call mundane everyday work. I'll tell you what, it makes your mind think.
Is it mindfulness? You've got something that takes your mind off all the other things.
Yes, and you have to think, really think what you're really doing.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's been a very good hobby. It's been a hobby, I suppose.
So how have you found your floral art has developed over the years? If you started in the 1980s,
you had 40-odd years. By doing small work and probably posies and doing little posy bowls for someone, which is still good even when you want to go and see someone. And you work up.
So a posy bowl.
A posy bowl, which is something small, something you could do in a little container and take to someone to sit on their bedside table.
Okay. They're sort of planted in water. Is it in the foam base?
Foam base.
Okay.
You learn to do table arrangements if you've got a special occasion and want to do table arrangements. Goodness me, I could go on this.
So actually it's not a side injury, it's something that people actually see all around them if they were looking for it.
It's amazing how it's an interest in your whole life.
Yeah.
You either like to do it or you probably don't.
So if you're cutting some flowers from the garden to stick in a vase, it's not just these are nice flowers. You know the length of stalk, the colour combination, and everything else together.
And of course, with floral art, you learn how to treat flowers too, how to keep them lasting longer, this sort of thing.
Is that why? Is it salt or sugar in the water, something like that?
I think we're going back away from using foam into putting, doing designs more in water now.
Okay.
Floral art has trends like other fashion.
Okay. Yeah.
What we did in 1990 or 1980s, a lot of it's extended to doing something different. And the interesting thing is that you grow and develop with it.
Yeah.
Some people are real naturals at being able to do floral artwork from the word go. They've just got
it. They've got the eye for it, is it?
And we have demonstrators in New Zealand who've done wonderful stage work and who are world class.
So when you say stage work, this is a demonstration for people
wanting to see. Demonstration on stages, yep. And okay. Where people can pay to come. So, but I think that we have been lucky in that we've got and had people who have been so good that they've been able to go worldwide and do stage work for those in the world and have world qualifications.
Okay.
So flower art can develop. It can be for someone just as a hobby, just to do something to interest them. It could be someone who likes to go a bit further and develop into a real art type form for their work. And then if they're so enthusiastic and want to go much further than that, they can go up for floral art exams and then do bigger work.
So who oversees the exams?
Well, the those that are qualified.
Yeah. And set the curriculum. So there's a curriculum.
Oh, there's a New Zealand Council Committee.
Okay.
Yes, and they have trained. They have people who are qualified.
So you go through a set of courses and exams in those
and
courses.
And, of course, the New Zealand Society has brought in teachers from overseas.
Yeah. Okay.
And New Zealand's had quite a few teachers from overseas, England, Australia, and so on, and come and give demonstrations in New Zealand. Yeah. And it keeps the interest there, and it's amazing what other countries who are interested in floral artwork, what they achieve. So it's a learning experience, you might say, right through.
Yeah. So if there are courses, what would the courses be?
Yes, there are courses that the New Zealand Floral Art Society runs.
So what would they call, what would a course, there'd be a range of different topics for different courses, is it?
Yes. You could have courses on design itself. Courses on plant knowledge.
Okay,
knowing your plants, knowledge.
So it overlaps a lot with gardening then.
Things overlap and you can take, they put out every year different exams that you can sit and get qualified in. Now you don't have to go to the top level.
Yeah, yeah.
You can like to get qualified for your own local area or your region.
Okay, yeah. But
it does pay. If you want to do any sorts of demonstrations and things of any kind, it does pay to sit those exams, plant knowledge and all of those. Well, it informs you better and you can be a better teacher.
I'll put more information in the demonstrations.
You're capable of giving that information out.
Is there a big overlap between, would most floral artists also be gardeners then?
Yes, a lot of... A lot of people who do floral art are gardeners. Mm. They're called floral art and garden clubs. Mm. You know, they
Okay.
The thing is, if you're a floral artist, you're interested in plants anyway.
Yes, yeah.
And also, it helps to broaden your outlook on plants and what's available and what works and what doesn't work.
So, and most people would be using things that are ready at hand in their own garden or something. They wouldn't be going to a florist and buying things.
Well, you know, roadside stuff. And they'll set a theme. And you go hunting the roadsides for things.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
But do you find you're more aware when you're travelling somewhere, you suddenly see something, you think, oh, that's what I need.
Yes.
And your imagination is fired up.
Yes. No, it's a huge topic, really. It's very wide. If you're getting into it seriously, it's a huge topic. Huge.
So if floral artists got together over a cup of tea or something, what, and they think, oh yes, we've got this in common, what sort of conversations would they have about floral art?
Yes, it depends. If anything's coming up, they can talk to each other about it.
Yeah.
But you have something in common.
And you moved, you advanced quite a lot through the organisation, didn't you?
Yes, well, only myself, I became president of our Fielding Floral Art Club for a while.
Yeah.
Served a bit of time there. And I've had many lovely friends who have been presidents and are presidents. It's a great place to get to know people too, yes. I might add.
Yes, yeah.
Mm. Companionship and the same interests. You meet a lot of people through Floral Art. I found it very good.
So they meet weekly or monthly?
Monthly.
Monthly meetings with a speaker and demonstrations.
Meetings are usually once a month.
Yeah, okay.
And of course, if you set a theme for the day, they usually have a floral art theme for the day that members take along designs for. And of course, it takes them.
So you've got weeks preparing before. This is tricky. You can, in your mind, you could imagine it, but a lot of it you couldn't actually start putting it together until, is it the same day or the day before? Because they won't last.
I tell you what.
And you need your plants to be in flower at the right time.
I have to confess there are moments when I've got up very early in the morning and rushed around. But if you have a topic that's quite mind, it's going to test your mind, you really have to give it a bit of thought about it.
Well, do you do sort of test runs with flowers that are already right and then you can redo
them?
You
can. If I've entered a competition, sometimes I do a test run. Because you've got to work out what you've got to do.
In the competitions, you have it already done and you take it, or are there competitions where...
Depending, depending what you're asked to do, sometimes many a time you have to do your design there.
Yes.
At the function.
I've got the term here, Ellerslie. We're just about at time, but very Ellerslie. You competed at Ellerslie.
That was an interesting. I'm not sure if I was president then or not, but my sister and I were both very interested, of course, as you gathered, in the floral art thing. Yeah. And we did enter competition work. And one day, once Ellerslie Flower Show, this goes back to 1980s, I think. We had... an Ellerslie Flower Show, I shouldn't be in this book, had an Ellerslie Flower Show competition going for floral work. And for some reason, we decided we'd enter it, up to Auckland.
Okay.
Yes, that's it. We go up to Auckland. And I forget the design that was asked us to do at the time, and we went up there with our floral art stuff. I tell you, it's a big effort, actually.
Yes, yeah.
Because if you're boxing up your plant material, you've got to have them treated well, and you've got to be able to have them reasonably fresh. And fortunately, in those shows, there were floral art. There were flower agents who where you could buy your flowers from rather than take flowers. But so often you took your greenery and other stuff up there.
This is part 2 of 4. Listen next week for part 3. Thank you for listening to Manawatu Conversations. This and other recent programs can also be found on the Manawatu People's Radio website, and a range of programs is also available on the Manawatu Heritage website of the Palmerston North City Archive. The address for that is manawatuheritage.pncc.govt.nz.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.